Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-S-A, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-S-A, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good, you good, y'all? This is your girl, Jessica. You're too good. We for the airways, and we gonna get it on the popping. This video is due. We should just wild with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. A lot to discuss. So you know about the Tamar Hoxton candy beef. And he went on Watch What Happens Live, and she told the story of what happened between her and Candy's husband and what went down between her and Candy's husband. Candy heard it. Her response to Tamar said, and she was, Candy was like, it's not true. Also, and not she shared, Candy said she's not fucking loose. Here we go. It says, imagine the biggest ego, the most non-singing ass person in the music industry. Tamar Hoxton has shared her escape from the heels of awards regarding SWV's booking fees. The award-winning singer-songwriter alleged that her group, which includes Tamika Harris, the top five, and Tamika Scott, has a booking fee that triples SWV's. On a Braxton wrote in the section of James Post, where she sent shots to the don't think I'm not. She also took the opportunity to promote her single Chains, which shares the melody of SWV's 1997 hit. Okay, I read that part. So this is what Tina said. She said, imagine having the biggest ego for the most non-singing ass person in the music industry. Tamar Bartman commented, my new hit song, Things Where I Pay Homage to the WVC below. And then the stream goes, woo child, Tamar Bartman got time today. And stepped in and give her opinion. She said, he has a big ego, but is the most non-singing ass person in the entire music industry. Just because you don't, Ken is not putting out music, don't mean singing. Sing, but I don't have music. You know what I mean? I thought Tamar and Kenny was cool, but Tamar's comment below. Tamar's comments follow Bartman's boasting about his booking, which she claimed to be 3 to 4 times higher than SWV's. The group was assisting us in a show called Campbell, Samantha Johnson, and Lily Lyons. The two can be seen starring in their Bravo show, SWV and Escape the Queens of R&B. Candy also mentioned that she that her group should have to lower their rate to co-collaborate with the right hair singers. Maintain the fees that we get, we say in the video. Another thing, I don't want to speak on exactly the fees they get, but at the time, I'll be able to find what their fee is. Why would we agree to split our fees and split it in half? That means we're lowering what we just so they felt comfortable. Both Kenny and her husband threatened backstage on one of their shows. It really didn't happen, the Braxton told Andy Cohen. It really did happen, the Braxton told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live. That shit really did happen and it was not cute. So she and Candy and I threaten. I'm not, you see, I can't that Tamar because she's the one who experienced that. I don't see Candy being, Candy ratchet, but I don't see Candy being ratchet. I don't see it, but I'm going to continue on. Yeah. Oh, Tamar and Candy got that little beef going. For me, it's like, I like both. Now, nothing against both. I know they're cool in my eye, but I'm not one of the people who picks, and be like, oh, Tamar's correct, Candy and Tyler, bullies, whatever, whatever. That's not me. I bring the story to y'all what's going on in the news and stuff like that. Sports news, you know, what's going on in the news in general. And I bring it to y'all. And then you can hear what I say, my opinion, and you go do your own research on the situation. Because I don't like it when fans of artists, if a person says about an artist, if you say about Beyonce and the Beehive don't like it, they're after you. If you say something about Beyonce and the Beehive don't like it, they'll come after me. Same thing with Nicki Minaj. They'll come after you. You say something they don't like about Nicki. I don't have fans like they got, but if I have fans like that, I'm telling them, don't go acting stupid online. If I say something negative, you don't like it. Don't go acting stupid because you're going to get yourself in trouble. And it don't make no sense to be going back and forth. If I'm not bothered by it, because my fans shouldn't be bothered by it. Because a lot of these fans take it too far. And these celebrities are not telling their fans to stop. What else I want to... Yeah. So, let me pull up what else I want to talk about here. Give me a minute, y'all. I shared with y'all the last time I did DOE about the math about Carnival Cruises charging Spring Breakers $500 fee. I think I shared that with y'all. And there was some other stuff. Yeah, there was a lot of the stuff I have. I usually say articles and stuff I hear with y'all and we discuss, get my opinion. But I remember some of those with y'all. So, here's some sports news for my sports fans out there. Says MLB will clarify rules before opening day. Major Baseball's news will be clarified ahead of the season openers on March 30th, Commissioner Rob Manfred said on Tuesday. Among the altercations made for among the alterations made for 2023 season are implementing limits between pitchers, 2 seconds with runners on 15 seconds with the base empty, preventing dramatic defensive shifts and limited number of pickoff throws. We have a series of clarifications that we're going to announce, showing of play put, conversations that are in place. Therefore, we have another set of issues that we want to see some regular season games before we make a decision. Our network teams are ready. Our feet are not in stone. This, on one hand, we are prepared to make adjustments based on input. On the other hand, we want to give it a chance to see exactly how it plays out at the period of Christmas and regular season games before we make any really significant changes. While Manfred did detail the tweaks, they reported that there will be no warm pauses allowed in the final pieces of an Eric. Based on and most any pitch will probably be permitted to return to the previous base. Quick pitchers will leave ever game hitters and in the box during the final 8 time to get hit. The clavicles are important in mind because they are responses to things players said. Is, you know, has something to say about the rules, and now I'll change them. The player's request. Show news. Go into the news, I always get something about Ajax. And this one, the fortune host tackles contestant and was a moment. Pass Ajax beat a contestant, but not at the game. And it was on answer to the fortune host. Ajax jokingly put a contestant named Fred in the chokehold after he played a perfect game. Jeff has played it. Has told that he's a professional wrestler who does the sport for fun. He's also a drama teacher, bar serial, and a world culture winner on a whole episode. And a clip on game show's Instagram, Jackson Apollo Freight. His mind is for an additional $40,000, $75,800. Okay, I get it. He's a professional wrestler, so Pat says I put him in one of the wrestling moves. That's all. You probably wondering what the hell he's doing. That's what he did. Let's put him in. When I'm wrestling home. And he was in that phase. It seems like every time you see what's going on in the news, the game is always in there because it's just a van. Yep. Sharon reveals he has an eating disorder. And you know what's crazy to me is when a person says they have an eating disorder, but when you look at them, it's like they're perfectly healthy to me. They're perfectly fine. With some kind of trauma, and what helps them cope is eating. You understand what I'm saying? And you understand what I'm saying? So maybe that's the thing. Let's see. Says Asher says he's not going to hide his disorder anymore. Asher revealed his struggles with ordered. In a new interview from Rolling Stone on Tuesday, the 32-year-old singer and songwriter also announced being associated with eating disorder among men. I have a real eating problem, he told Rolling Stone. Sharon explained that, like his thousand jobs, he's had issues with binge eating and purging, adding that it's been difficult speak about these problems of the shame associated with them. There's certain things that as a man talking about them mad uncomfortable. Sharon said this is one of the reasons he chooses to share his story. It's good to be That's because so many men do the same thing and hide it. The stigma is fueled by outdated ideas about who can have an eating disorder. Kimberly is MD, a member of the Clinical Advisory Council at the National Disorders Association, and co-founder of Sun Club Health, tells us it's been 30% long healed myth that eating disorders are diseases that impact skin, white people. Dr. Dennis says that that harms lives of the population men. The data from NEDA about the third of with eating disorder in. Because most of the messaging about eating disorder has shown folks that won't understand that they're susceptible to these diseases. Dr. Dennis asks, often when they start to experience symptoms, the men themselves don't know it's a disorder. She explains they often think about it because they think this is a woman. This is why am I experiencing this? Even men who they have a problem may be left to try to get help. She asks, because of the concepts of toxic masculinity, man is out of that message and effective about psychosocial in our culture. Being a man in our culture can interfere a man eating or even doctors. Research has shown enough like a woman to receive a mentally related diagnosis. A traditionally social expectations may be to blame. Even some of the men who turn to their doctor's file may not get the care they need. She has this myth that pervades multiple specialties, primary care doctors get very little in disorders. So unless it's more of extreme care, they often miss the diagnosis. That's good that you are sharing, because not only are you having men to come out and share stories, but you're helping young girls as well. Because you know, like this happened, you feel like you go through it alone. When you find out that men go through this as well, you're alone, this is so great. So yeah, and Sharon, I hope you need to deal with this eating disorder, because I forgot, I don't know if it was part of a movie. It might have been part of a movie, you know, she was eating the food, she was going to throw it up. And, you know, we're trying to hide the fact. No, I'm gonna take a musical break here. Just give me a minute, y'all. I'm gonna take a musical break. I'm gonna play Danny Boy's new single, Crazy. This is probably Danny Boy's himself. His new single, Crazy. Okay, for some reason, A1 is not gonna play this. Let me refresh, and then I'm gonna play the song by Danny Boy. Yeah. There you go. It was a single.
Can't stop the tears from running down my face. Keep touching the spot where you used to lay. Wish you could walk back through that door. I wanna see your face. Wish I could hear those three words that you used to say. Like I want you, or I need you, gotta have you, and I love you. Now you with him, 'cause you left me. You say you love him, bitch, that's crazy. Now you got me drinking, smoking, hoping that you come back to me. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, 'cause I love. Got the candles lit. Is my mind playing tricks, or have I lost my way? It's hurting me, baby, 'cause God knows I really tried to make it right my way. But all along, could I have been wrong to love you? Maybe I was crazy. I've been thinking about this every day. Baby, I'm just human and I make mistakes. Please don't tell me it's too late to save love and bring you back to me. Why can't you trust me like I trust you? I'll be here waiting, I won't rush you. I know you're with him and you left me. You say you love him, damn. You got me drinking, smoking, hoping that you come back to me, yeah. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, 'cause I lost my way. I got the candles lit, is my mind playing tricks, or have I lost my way? It's hurting me, baby, 'cause God knows I really tried.
Loving it. As I said before, by a million times, a thousand, I would. If I could, you know how my producers would know this. When you loop it, when you're making a beat, and there's a part on the loop. I wish I put that on a loop so that once again to start all over again without me, I have to start fighting. So, yeah. And you can check it out on streaming platforms as Danny Boy. Crazy. How about that little delay, yeah? Let's see what we got here next. I'm trying to see what... Oh, so the movie Air, which is about Michael Jordan and the shoes, how the Jordans got to be made. Well, it stars Viola Davis, and she plays Michael Jordan's mother in the movie. Matt Damon's in it. He's the exec at, Nike, that the shoe creator to get Michael Jordan. About that background noise, yeah. Okay. So, in entertainment, Viola Davis opens up about her lost her husband in Air. It felt like her moving performance last year's filming King. Viola Davis is taking her next big role. The sure two court award nominations in Air. She has the fortune of having her 20 years Julius Tennant outside for on-screen journey. Air tells the true story of how Nike courted Michael Jordan to the now legendary shoe, deal that would make decorated players' name forever synonymous with street style. Coach. It was Jordan's mother, Delora, who had the foresight to add an unprecedented clause in her contract that would give him ownership over his name and image at a shoe corporation that no other before him had seen. Jordan and watched the screening of the film on March 20th. Viola Davis, Tennant, Matt Damon, Matthew Mulholland, and star-sized director Ben Affleck chatted about making of the film. Affleck spoke working alongside Davis and Tennant, who played his parents, James and Dolores, the ease with which they worked on set. And they seemed together, I was always like, into it because they're married. Doesn't matter what kind of day they're having or what they do, it's going to be real. We see two people who can talk to each other during this outset, directing the talking and giving eye contact. You two are magnificent artists. It was a joy. Back home, you know, David said, having 10 minutes. Recording James in the film where James Jordan made a protective presence to Dolores after he hears out Matt Damon's character about a future business. It says women of tenants quietly protect the nation. Well, congratulations to Viola and her husband for doing the movie together. Because I think it said he wasn't actor. Like, I think she meant when she shares the story about how her and her husband met. I think she said he was actor or not. He wasn't no... He was a small character. You understand? So, yeah. So, see, I would love that. Love that. I'm not married. My husband probably will ever get married. But I'm just saying. It's like getting to work with a person. It just... Because you know, people play partners in the movie, a couple in the movie. That means you do sex scenes. He has to watch you do sex scenes with people. But being that this is a movie about Jordan, I got his Nike deal. I don't know. And if the movie got a sex scene in it, you have to think about that. Like, you gotta make it believable, but it might, you know, the scene might change that you were getting for real. You know, now, like, the movie's out in theaters, but I would. Excuse me, y'all. I'll wait till it comes on like HBO, Showtime, one of those channels, and I'll watch it. Let's see what else. Lord, and Brian's looking in the news. Lord, she's losing her mind again. And so, they're holding her, they're going to end it. And a lot of probably happened to her as a child actor that she has a surprise in the adult. There are people who have issues that haven't dealt with trauma, and that's what causes mental issues. I'm not going to get into that and divine. I just want to say that. Let's see, I'm trying to see what else to talk about. Trump is going to begin the arrest date, and he's telling the people to protest. Or, meaning, like, have an insurrection. We don't need that. Now, I can't believe, like, people really to Trump. I didn't share this story with you, I think last week, maybe weeks ago. And remember when Trump told the people to take ivermectin for COVID, and people were listening to him and really taking, but ivermectin is used for horses. You understand what I'm saying? So the horses can, you know, after taking the pill, the horses can deal with what side effects come along with that. You as a human, it's going to hit you differently. And the guy who listened to Trump I was taking ivermectin because of COVID. When the vaccine has died. I don't know his name. But, yeah. Let me see what else. Let's see here. So you know the U.S. trying to shut TikTok, trying to say that because it's owned by a Chinese person, Asian person, put it that way, that Apple share our data with China. Yo, I swear. You know, trying to ban TikTok, I swear. And they did that before, and it was wow. And it wasn't with TikTok. It was I can't remember the other app. The U.S. before it was an app. I think like TikTok that was created by an Asian that also they were taking our data. And giving it to China, and they not. But the U.S. got that, and I think they got it banned. But it was shut down. It's crazy. Trying to think. It make no sense. But if you take ban TikTok, there was a TikTok video of somebody saying how so if the government shuts down TikTok, ban TikTok from the U.S., this person said you can still get TikTok. Or you use an international VPN, and you can still get over the TikTok. Oh, I'm over here. Thank good. I'm about to fall asleep. But I knew it was a show. I'm not feeling this. I know I'm not. Feeling tired, but I'm for some reason I'm not tired. My eyes are. That's what sucks. I'm not tired, but my eyes are. So I can't function because my eyes is feeling tired. Yeah, so yeah. I don't even know what I'm talking to you about. I really not. You know, I like sharing in the news, but sometimes I see nothing that I would want to talk about. And sometimes, like, it's not. Want to talk about in early because if my eyes don't stay I'm not gonna be able to mess with me. So, yeah.
I'm trying to focus. Oh, that's nice. Entertainment news, Brandy returning to Cinderella and Disney's Dance. That's nice. Oh, no. I love Dick Van Dyke. Says Dick Van Dyke in Single Car Crash. Says Dick Van Dyke was around the world in a single car crash in Malibu on Wednesday, March 14th, CNN. The 97-year-old Mary Poppins actor sustained an injury as a result of the collision. The Malibu Police Department will call the scene of the crash, where several lives ran into a gate. Teams, either Van Dyke's mouth and nose were bleeding, and that he might have suffered a concussion. Van Dyke told officials that his car was in control. Paramedics treated him after the scene, and he had no interest in going to the hospital to be assessed for further injuries. Norfolk and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins Returns, and at the museum, to name a few, when Blake has spent the entirety of his career. Yep. And if you watch Pluto, is it Pluto? If you were a Roku flipping, then Van Dyke, I think Pluto and Roku and ran in the club. That was a classic. Well, I'm glad he's okay. True TV, damn. The Pluto TV show, Diagnosis, and the show is on. My show, I love watching Diagnosis more. I don't mind watching the same episodes over and over. But I'm trying to think, does Pluto have the Dick Van Dyke Show? Because I love what Pluto does. It, like, take them to TV shows and give it its own show. And if it's your favorite show, you can go watch it. And Pluto's free. But I'm glad that he's okay. And for those of you who used to know, you know the guy who played Steve in the show was his real son. And the teenage guy with the blonde hair, it was two guys with blonde hair. Those were his grandsons. Like the episode about the high school girl who was getting people to do things with her, and if they didn't do it, she would them, that the guy with the short blonde hair, that was his grandson in that. His grandson played in episodes where I'm a doctor. So I was like, and like you find that Steve and it was really his son. I was like, when I found it out, I was like, wow, really? Because you got those parents who don't want you to be on the same profession as them because they know how brutal it can be. But, you know, their child, you go in the same profession and my gosh, no need to share with you. Wow. Go ahead, Alright. Alright, so Disney is going to remake The Princess and the Frog. It's going to be the live version of The Princess and the Frog. And Ari Lennox auditioned for it. You go, girl. I can say it, Tiana. Yep. Guys, I'm calling it. My eyes is bothering me. I can't really focus. To give you a good show. But the next is Indie Experience when you get another better best music. I know I always give you a long spiel, but I'm just in the show. And I appreciate it, especially my peoples in Argentina. On the side of the video. I'm keeping great programming 7 days a week. Maybe a new programming. I'll keep y'all posted about that if that happens. Excuse me, y'all, for you as I end the show. So I'm going to say peace and love. I appreciate ya. Bye now. My eyes are on me. Freaking, oh, I'm not efficient. Damn.